Hi, good day. It's Mac here on Saturday the 19th, I think, of May. And I'm doing another car boot, but doing it here in our local town this morning. Simply for ease of, what's the expression I'm looking for? Oh, I can't think now. Okay, I'm going to tell you I'm doing it because we don't need to get up till 6 o'clock in the morning instead of 3:30. And we only have to travel 0.5 mile instead of 24 miles. And it's just making it easier, handier for us, if you will. It's not a very nice morning this morning, but then again, compared to yesterday, it's a glorious morning, because yesterday was absolutely dire. And I'm recording this on the Fire 2 app, so that I can achieve better quality in the audio recordings, and also to be able to edit, if need be. As yet, Audio Boo hasn't got a editor. And I wonder what's happening with that at all. Obviously still in the cards, but no further updates or even feedback from Audioboo themselves about what's happening with the player. Okay, I'm just thinking off the top of my head here, so I might ramble a little bit. But yes, another car boot. It's not going to be as good or as exciting as the one down in the Clyde Valley, because that's where all lots of things happen, and you have over 200, sometimes 300 cars down there. So lots are going on down there. But anyway, this is just for handiness, for convenience. That was the word I was looking at the start. Why the words suddenly spring into your head? Okay, so I'll keep this going throughout the day, see what happens, and we'll try and keep it to the car boot. I tend to throw things in, and it ends up a totally mixed boo. And as Zaki M said, sometimes it's better to try and limit what you say to at least one subject, if possible, so that if there are going to be responses, it's easier for people to respond to it, rather than have to pick out sections off a completely mixed boo. And I know I'm very guilty of doing that, but then that's me. So I shall be a little later once things start to go. It's still only 7:30 a.m. in the morning. Yeah, even the birds are just waking up. Okay. Well, continuing the car booty, and it has been freezing this morning, absolutely freezing cold, 5 degrees Celsius. Now at, I think it's about 11 a.m, sun has finally come out, and just puffy clouds, mostly puffy clouds. Oh, what a difference! Jackets zipped up, and people are starting to come about now. Isn't the sun a wonderful thing? What a difference it makes to your whole life. And I hear Timmy Sims there talking about glorious weather, Sassy Cat talking about it's going to be another glorious weekend, and my God, look what we get for weather. And this time of the year, almost the end of May, almost 4 weeks from the longest day, 21st of June, would you believe it already? And we are getting this crap weather. Okay, back to the car boot, sorry. I had a bit of a knockback there, or a setback. One of the phones I sold last week for £30, which had been totally refurbished by a friend of mine who has a phone shop, was returned. Faulty, defective, won't work. And I wasn't prepared to argue with the guy. I did try it, it fired up okay, but he says it wouldn't take his SIM card numbers in, and his son knows a lot about phones, so rather than have an argument at the table, I've took it back, so I'll check it out when I get back home. But that's £30 back at my pocket diet. Well, let's just say I wasn't happy, but what can you do? The last thing you want is an argument in front of people when you're selling stuff. Okay, so that was a setback. The guy next to us, who was next to us the previous time we were here, is a guy called Eddie, and he's actually from a well-known family, friends of my wife's up in her hometown, and he's a real character. Eddie's a bit of what we call a chanter up here, a bit of a singer, and he's made his own CDs, sings mostly Scottish songs, but he does some country and western. And he gets booked into some of the hotels, and occasionally, occasionally, he's not a regular gigger, he's not that good, but not here, maybe in the seaside resorts in the busy season, he gets booked in to keep the old ladies happy at the weekends, you know, and gets paid and gets his free digs. So he's telling us about some of the things that he did. He said he was in the Regent Hotel in Oban, and for a weekend he would entertain the guests, as it were, for an evening, two evenings, £172, free digs, and all the grub, and probably got free beer as well, because the older generation would probably keep buying him drinks all night. And he got £172 for that, to go to Oban, one of our favourite places. It's a gorgeous place, and he got paid for that. So, but he was telling some stories, and I mean, he is a comedian, this guy, you know. He has great part, and he winds everyone up, and those that don't know they're being wound up take it all the wrong way. He says to a lady there, I'll give you an example here. This lady came up past the stall and he says, what size shoes do you take, darling? And she says, I'll take a 5. He says, do you want to buy an onion? I just thought it was hilarious. You know, people come up and he's got 2 or 3 leather belts for sale, and the guy come up with a big belly and he says, how much are your belts? He says, well, they're £1 each, but you only need 2 strapped together, so I'll do them for £1.50. I mean, it's just that kind of part, and people take it, you know. It's so funny doing it. If I tried that, I'd get it all wrong. I'll get my timing wrong, I'd get everything wrong. But yeah, that's twice he's been next to us too, and it makes your day, because he chats to my wife, because they're old friends from the hometown, as I said, so they can blather away about what's going on in her hometown, and oh, you remember, oh yes, yeah, that's right, oh well, she's dead now, and oh yeah, remember him, yeah, they're divorced, all that kind of stuff. So she gets a wee bit of chat with him, but we get the entertainment from him. He's really funny, and it's great to have somebody next to you like that. Okay, I'm going to have another little wander round about now that the sun's out. Let's see how it goes.
Six.
Try.
Some sounds the car boot. I'm adjacent to the ever popular deluxe burger eatery. Sells just about everything in this place. Tables outside. Sometimes you can't even get a seat. So busy. Not that we use them, but just, it's amazing. Chicken burgers, steak rolls, jumbo hot dogs, cheeseburgers, chips and gravy, bolognese, cold wraps, roast pork roll, salad rolls, cold drinks, chips and pork, chicken burger. Oh, homemade soup. Chips and bolognese, chips and curry. Oh, the smell's nice. Chips and bolognese. That's a new one on me. Have to give them their due. It's well set out. Staff of 4. Macaroni and chips. Getting hungry now. See all those fried onions. Folks stamping their faces. Oh, it's great. It's great to watch people who are actually out and enjoying the day. Some people come here and make, albeit a modest market and car boot, people come here and just, they make a day, they just wander around about, they hit the big super duper luxury burger place, just in general enjoy yourself, sit and chat, even though it's not that nice,
guy with a Salt Tire flag wrapped around his shoulders. Obviously just bought it. Not sure where he's going with that one today. Guy's rolling these fags with his earbuds in. Probably chilling out to some canned heat while he's rolling a little spliff. Teenagers stapping their faces with juice and giant jumbo double super whopper burgers, and their arses sticking out the back of their jeans because they're so big. Just some observations. Oh, listening to my booze as I go along through the day, of course. A little problem this morning with Downcast. It doesn't seem to want to download all the stuff I know that's there, because I looked at my desktop this morning and loads and loads of stuff. So I'm just picking them off one at a time. It doesn't seem to want to stream them as it normally does. But listening to, of course, Simon with his Biogram, his exploits. Stefano with his exploits. With his car. Poor maintenance here, Stefano. You really should do better. Just joking. Oh, guy selling strawberry tarts and pies and rolls. Oh, and Paul, of course. Paul's ever expanding exploits and booze. What an amazing library stuff Paul's going to have. He's probably already got. Paul, I sincerely hope you're saving all this stuff. This is just too much, what you're doing. You cannot afford to lose any of this. I really sincerely hope you are saving all this material that you're putting up there. You would never want to lose it. It's so diverse, so varied, so entertaining, so everything. Compared to the rest of us, you really need to make sure you're saving all this stuff, Paul. And just to chip a little bit of Latin back to you, Dominus insum dignus, ut interesit dictum mea, sit tandem dic verbo, et sin amatur anima mea. I was never an altar boy, though. I just loved the Latin, as you did. Don't like the English Mass. In fact, we had a conversation about that the other day, myself and my wife, and we were chucking a lot of Latin about. And you know, my dad and my mum stopped going to chapel, to Mass, way back when we were kids. Big blowout with the local priest. Not an excuse, yes, to drift away from your faith, but they did, as a lot of people still do. But my dad, even into his 80th year, could recite virtually all the Latin Mass, even though he'd stopped going, just been in his head all the time. And he used to occasionally say to people, don't talk to me about religion, and anybody's going to say the creed, credo in unum deum. He would just rant it off, word perfect all the way through. I couldn't do that now. I think we'll be packing up soon. It's clouding over again, possible threat of rain. Wasn't supposed to be, but there you go. So, it's not been a terribly exciting day, but it's been a good day. Can't possibly complain. It stayed dry. When the sun was out, it was warm. And I think my wife has sold enough to keep her happy, as long as I keep feeding her. She has... I know I'm going to mix the boo again. I know I've already mixed the boo, but it's too late now. I've started, and it's not worthy of a boo of its own. She has a health condition, which she had since she was a young girl, apparently, and I didn't know. And she'll have it all her days. Of course, the medication works, and she's pretty active, actually. She copes with it well. But she has an insatiable appetite. you just got to keep feeding her. She has one of those problems where if she doesn't eat every hour, sometimes more, she gets really grumpy. She does. Even when we're travelling on holiday, I've got to keep making sure that we stop off or there's stuff in the car or wherever we're going, because she'll go so long and then she goes quiet. And you know that she's getting hungry again. I mean, we can sit and eat her dinner and she can eat more than me now. I used to be like a horse, I don't know. She finishes her plate long before me now. And you know that half an hour later she'll have a bag of crisps? You know, half an hour after that she'll have a cup of tea and a couple of biscuits. And this goes on throughout the day. The only time that my wife doesn't eat is when she's sleeping. But it's great because her health condition would otherwise, it is a debilitating problem she has. And if she didn't eat, she would fade away. She has been faded away. She faded away, almost lost her twice. But that was years and years ago when she had a young family. And never go through that again, hopefully. But it's just funny. It is laughable, actually, this appetite she's got. It's truly amazing. So I had to run up there and get her a multi-bag of plain crisps and some cola. That was after she had... Oh, and I got her a packet of Haribo Star Mix, which she absolutely loves. She's still a kid when it comes to things like that. And when we go home, she'll be starving again.
Either that, I'll leave them and I'll stay home.
It's funny. Okay. I'll leave it at that just now. I think we'll be going soon. I can feel a spit of rain. No, that's definitely a spit of rain. Now, my pace quickens as I head back towards the car because I know she'll be flapping to get things packed away before they get wet. So, speak later. Well, it's 20 minutes to 2 and we are back home. The rain didn't come to anything, but it was enough to send several people into panic mode. So we packed up as well, and now we're home, and now I'm going to have a bottle of crisp dry cider, followed by pizza. But I'll have to empty the car first, but that's okay. So all in all, not a bad day. Not a great car boot, not a bad car boot. Just a fairly decent day. So, I will leave it at that just now. Tomorrow we will have... Well, I will start from this evening. We will get our feet up, settle down for the evening, have a long line tomorrow morning on Sunday, and just generally chill over what's left of the weekend. And hopefully I will catch up on my boo listening and boo responding, which the responding part I have neglected, to be honest. It's not neglected, I've just been so many things this week. I will explain. You can now hear me. Listen to my feet going up my drive. We're fortunate our house sits way back, hidden off the road. And when we get around the corner here, it's peace and quiet, just birds. And home. Isn't home a lovely place to be? Bye for now.